Well, never easy to talk about something where it's scary, but we have to tackle it. Alex from the Joe and Alex Show, is she in danger? I wonder if this is self, you know, described danger you're putting yourself in, but why don't you explain why you want us to talk about this?
So I saw this yesterday. I was so ticked off. What do you guys think of when you hear the word spinster?
Well, not spinner. Spinner is a different thing with a girl. Spinster, isn't that like a reference to old women?
Yes.
Like maybe like where she's spinning and crocheting and stuff like something like that, I think. My grandma used to say that.
I thought it was someone who sews.
A spinster is an old unmarried lady. Here's the thing. They came out yesterday and said, did you know that spinster was originally created as a word to describe women 26 and older?
Wait, how old are you again?
26.
Oh my God, why don't we call it, it's the Joe and Spinster Show.
Right?
That would be so funny.
I mean, what the heck, man? So apparently I'm an old, dried up, unmarried lady.
Wow.
You're a spinster.
Yeah, you're the definite spinster on the show.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
But is that fair? Like, okay, here's the thing. When do you guys think that, like, you're officially, all right, like, you're in the danger zone of not getting married? Like, you're getting into that point where it's like, yikes,
honestly,
you're still not married? How old would you say?
I just don't know if that exists even anymore.
I kind of agree with Liv that
in
it,
our
it doesn't.
Age.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like things have changed dramatically over the past 10, 20 years that, I mean, 20 years ago, if you're 26, it's like, what's wrong with her? Like, why won't anybody marry her? But now it's just like, oh, she's doing her thing. She's fine. She'll find love in the next 10, 15
years.
Yeah,
like, I feel like most people are waiting until their, like, 30s, their early 30s.
I was gonna say,
married.
So to me, my danger zone, if I am not married, like even close to marriage by the time I'm 31, I'm starting to freaking panic.
But here's why.
Panic.
Hold on, 833-JOE-ALEX. I want people to call in for this and see what they think. 833-563-2539.
Here's my theory on why there is no danger zone. Because of how prevalent divorce is this day and age, most people are literally through their first divorce by the time they're like 41.
Yeah, Alex, you
so
might make
even,
a good rebound.
Yeah, even if you're like 38 or 45, even if you're 40, like 38 or 45, like you
no,
could meet a really good bachelor who's divorced. Just
no,
because someone's divorced doesn't mean that they're bad.
No, it doesn't. But I cannot be 38 and then getting married for the first time. I want to have kids and I don't want to have them single. That's not my preference. So, you know, I would, I guess, if I had you, because I really do want to be a mom one day. But like, if I'm not getting married till I'm 38, that means I'm going to have had kids already. I mean, I have told myself that by 30, if I am by 30 for sure, if I still am not even dating anyone seriously where it could lead to marriage, I'm going to have to freeze my eggs. But by 31, then I give myself one more year. I still haven't met anybody. I'm seriously crawling into a hole, like, and burying myself alive.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself. I mean, 5 years goes quicker than you think.
I don't want to be an old mom. Here's the thing. I don't want to be chasing around, you know, a three-year-old when I'm in my 40s. That's hard work. That doesn't mean that you're not a great mom if you're older or if that's what you chose to do. But for me personally, like, I just have always had this vision for myself. I mean, I am so off my timeline at this point. I already thought, like, since I was a little kid, I always thought by 26 I'd already be married. So the fact that I'm not even dating anybody, this is not looking good for me.
You know, in the words of Drake, sometimes you got to follow God's plan. God's plan. It's not always Alex's plan. So that could be the reason why. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. I got some people calling, and hopefully we'll get those up in there in a second. But also on social media, on Twitter, it's at Joe and Alex Show. Are you the same, Liv? Like, do you have a plan like Alex does? Or are you just whatever happens, happens?
Zero sort of timeline. The only thing that I had set a timeline on for was that I was going to be a reality TV star by the time I was 21. Ever since that didn't work out, I do no timelines.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Sarah.
What do you think, Sarah? Alex is a spinster. Did you know that?
I kind of agree with her that there is like a danger zone. I would say if it was me, 35. Because like your, I guess you say like your menstrual clock for females, because she wants to be a mom, kind of starts to dwindle. So I don't know. For me, I would say 35. If I'm not married, I'm kind of to and I'm in the danger zone and a little nervous.
100%. I agree. I can't believe you guys don't think that there is a danger
zone.
So
if you are 35 and you're not married, would you just date any old dude just to like...
Oh, I'm getting on seeking arrangement and I might as well just do the sugar daddy route. 100%. That's what I'm doing. We'll go to Sephora together and then my babies will be all of my lipsticks.
Alex right now, living that highway to the danger zone life. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Yeah, I'm sorry. Good morning, Joe and the Spinster show. Who's this?
This is William.
Hey, William, get off speakerphone, please. That's what an old spinster would do. What do you think about Alex being an old dried up lady? All right. Wow. Okay.
That sounded like he was wrecking.
That sounded like he was peeling out.
Yeah, he's like, I didn't realize she was a spinster.
Jackie on Twitter says, calm down, Alex. As a 31-year-old, you are putting way too much pressure on yourself. My life is way different than I thought. At least raise your scary age.
That's what people tell themselves when they hate themselves.
I think 36 should be your scary age.
That is too old. By 35, your chances of being able to get pregnant, I mean, they're pretty much non-existent.
What do
you mean it's not true? It's a scientific fact.
That's not true. It's not true.
Yes, it is. Literally, Google it. That's why they say if you're going to get your eggs frozen, you got to do it around 30 because at 35 is the latest. Yes,
not anymore.
My mom had me.
You are wrong.
I know.
My mom had me at 40. I'm here.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm saying the chances.
She's afraid the kid will turn out like you.
The chances of being able to get pregnant, Pat, like 35 and older, are so slim to none. And if you were to get pregnant between 35 and 40, your chances of having a kid that has, you know, autism or Down syndrome, all these different things, they go up. So there are a lot of things that go along with that. It doesn't mean it can't happen.
Is there anything in your life
that
doesn't stress you out?
Yeah,
I'm stressed for you.
No, here's the thing. Liv lives her life in denial. She's just like, it won't happen. I'm not going to think about it, and then everything will just work out. I am proactive. Maybe I'm a little bit of a worrier and I freak out, but
proactive.
At least I am. You guys are not listening to me. You guys are literally living in denial, and I prepare myself to be ready.
Listen, if God wants me to have kids, if that's in his plan for me, then it will happen. If I don't have kids, that's because I was not willed on this earth to have kids. That was not part of God's plan for me.
You are 100% right, but you also have to keep in mind different biological facts going along with that. I can't just say, I'm going to wait till I'm 55 and then maybe God will give me a baby. That doesn't happen.
Some religions don't believe in freezing eggs.
Okay. Well, I do.
Here's future Alex. Come here, guys. Mama loves you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Okay, I've talked about this before, but I've been kicked out of a place. It was in the news. We're going to talk about, too. If you're a sports fan, Liv knows all about it, about the New York Knicks owner kicking a fan out forever. We'll talk about that.
There is also a Utah Jazz fan that is banned as well.
Okay, where were you banned from? That's what we're going to do next here on the Joe and Alex Show. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX.